The Summer of the Red Wolf, written by Morris West and read by Stanley McGay. Suddenly I was sick of the savagery of the world. I was sick of the wars and the killing, the rise of new tyrannies, the refinement of old ones, the lies and the politics, the drug culture and the arid pornography, the midden stink of cities, the horror that hung over every tomorrow. I was engulfed in a black despair. I was afraid and ashamed and sad to be a man. I cried for a new birth, or at least a baptism into a new brotherhood. I could not have the one or the other. The world would not stop for me. I could only jump off it into a dubious eternity. I began to suffer from a recurrent nightmare. I dreamed of monsters, reptilian giants in a landscape of ferns and lycopods and swamps leprous with strange flowers. The skies were black with flapping terrors. The sea deeps writhed with saw-toothed predators. I was there too, wrenched out of time, set back in that vast slaughterhouse which was the reality behind man's dream of the Garden of Eden. I was alone, shouting my terror among the mindless megamorphs. I cowered from the spectacle of their bloody battles. I ran, witless, through a primeval jungle, deafened by nightmare discords. I would wake, sweating in my tangled sheets, trembling under the impact of so vast an obscenity. I became, in the end, a stranger to myself. Even my own hearth seemed a hostile place, as if all the talismans which defined my identity had changed to hostile fetishes. I felt myself cracking into scraps and shards. I knew that if I could not sit down, collect the pieces and put them together again, I might well go mad, or surrender all hope of selfhood by an act of absolute negation.
Coming down just so you can chicken out. Nathan wrapped both arms round the rung of the ladder and leaned hard into it. We were both 15, Nathan 4 months older than me. Yet, where I was stumpy and baby fat soft, Nathan Welsh was built like an armoured tank. He had a thick neck and solid, squarish shoulders, and legs my mother would probably have said were like quality cured hams. "I've got to give my dad a hand with the barbecue we're having tonight," I tried. "By the time we get all the way up, I'll never make it home in time." But Nathan was faking sleep, snoring loudly, ignoring my lame excuse. "You're a shithead, Welsh, a real shithead," I mouthed mutely. "Huh?" "Forget it,"